This is the Sakar Merli of the 7th of April, 2025. Essence, sweet children, the most divine virtue of all is to remain quiet. That is, not to speak loudly, but to speak sweetly. You children are now to go from this talky world into the movie world. And then from that movie world, you will go into silence. Therefore, do not talk too much. Question. By imbibing which main virtue are you automatically able to imbibe all the other divine virtues? Answer. The main virtue to imbibe is purity. Deities are pure. This is why they have divine virtues in them. No one in this world can have divine virtues. How could there be divine virtues in this kingdom of Ravan? You royal children are now imbibing divine virtues. Song. No one is as unique as the innocent Lord. Om Shanti. You children now understand that there is only the one who reforms that which has been spoilt. People on the path of devotion go to many others. They go on so many pilgrimages, etc. There is only the one who reforms that which has been spoilt. Only the one who purifies the impure. There is also only the one bestower of salvation, the guide and liberator. This is the praise of him. But because there are innumerable human beings, many religions, sects, isms and scriptures, people seek God on many paths. They go to satsangs, spiritual gatherings, for peace and happiness. Those who do not go to those satsangs remain intoxicated in the intoxication of Maya. You children know that it is now the end of the Iron Age. People do not know when the Golden Age will come or what age it is now. Any child can understand that there is definitely happiness in a new world and sorrow in an old world. There are many people and many religions in this old world. You can explain to anyone that the Golden Age existed in the past and that this is now the Iron Age. There was only the one original eternal deity religion in the Golden Age. No other religions existed there. Baba has already told you many times, and he is telling you again. Show the contrast between this old world and that new world to anyone who comes. It doesn't matter what they say. Some say that the duration of each cycle is 10,000 years. And others say that it is 30,000 years. There are innumerable opinions. They have the directions of the scriptures. There are many scriptures and many directions. They are the directions of human beings. Scriptures are also written by human beings. Deities do not write them. In the Golden Age, there is the deity religion. They are not even called human beings. Tell all of this to your friends and relatives that you meet. These things have to be thought about. There are very few people in that new world, whereas the population of this old world has grown so much. In the Golden Age, there is only the one deity religion, and there are very few human beings. Only deities have divine virtues. Human beings do not have them. This is why human beings give salutations to the deities, why they sing songs of praise to the deities. They know that the deities reside in heaven and that they themselves are living in hell, the residence of the Iron Age. Human beings cannot have divine virtues. If someone says that so-and-so has very good divine virtues, tell him, no, only deities have divine virtues because only they are pure. Here, because no one is pure, no one can have divine virtues. This is the devilish kingdom of Ravan. The deities with divine virtues belong to a new tree. Then that tree becomes old. No one with divine virtues can exist in this kingdom of Ravan. In the Golden Age, there is the family path of the original eternal deity religion. Those on the family path are praised. In the Golden Age, we are pure deities. The path of renunciation does not exist there. You receive so many points. However, all of these points cannot stay in anyone's intellect. You fail because you forget the points. You do not imbibe divine virtues. This one divine virtue is very good. Not to talk too much to anyone unnecessarily, and to speak sweetly and to speak less. Because you children now have to go from this talky world into the movie world and then into the world of silence. Therefore, stop talking too much. Someone who speaks very little and very softly is understood to be from a royal family. Let there be jewels constantly emerging from your mouths. No matter who it is you speak to, even if it is a sannyasi, explain to him the contrast between this old world and that new world. In the Golden Age there were deities with divine virtues. That was the household path. The religion of you sannyasis is totally separate. Nevertheless, you do understand that the new world was Satapratan, and that it is now Tamopratan. When souls become Tamopratan, they receive Tamopratan bodies. This is now an impure world. Everyone is called impure. That is a pure Satapratan world. That new world then becomes old. At present, all humans are atheists. This is why there is so much chaos. Because they do not know their Lord and Master, they continue to fight and battle amongst themselves. Those who know the Creator and creation are called theists. Those who belong to the religion of renunciation do not know that new world. Therefore, they do not even go there. The Father has explained that all souls are at present Tamopratan. Who can now make all souls Satapratan? Only the Father can do this. There are very few people in that Satapratan world. At that time, all the rest are in the land of liberation. That is the element of Brahm, where we reside as souls. It is called Brahmand. Souls are imperishable. This is an eternal play in which all souls have to play a part. No one can tell you when this play began. This drama is eternal. The Father simply has to come and change this old world into a new one. It isn't that the Father creates a new world. When people are impure, they call out to him. No one in the Golden Age calls out to him, because that world is pure. Ravan makes you impure. Then the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, comes and makes you pure. The day of Brahma and the night of Brahma are said to be half and half. The day dawns with this knowledge. There is no ignorance there. The path of devotion is called the path of darkness of ignorance. Whilst taking rebirth, the deities enter darkness. This is why it is shown in the picture of the ladder how people go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. Everyone is now in a state of total decay. The Father comes in order to transfer you, that is, to change human beings into deities. When deities exist, human beings with devilish traits do not exist. Now, who would make those with devilish traits into those with divine virtues? There are now many religions, and so many people, they continue to fight and quarrel. In the Golden Age, there is only the one religion. There is no question of sorrow there. Many tall stories are written in the scriptures. People have been reading them for birth after birth. The Father says, all of those scriptures belong to the path of devotion. No one can attain me through those. Only once do I myself have to come and grant salvation to all. No one can return home just like that. Sit them down and patiently explain to them. There shouldn't be any arguing. Those people have their own ego. Sages and holy men have their followers with them. They would instantly say that he has had the magic of the Brahma Kumaris cast on him. A sensible person would say that these matters are worth thinking about. All types of people come to the exhibitions and fairs. When any of them come to your exhibition, patiently explain to them, just as Baba explains to you with so much patience. Do not speak too loudly. Many people gather together at exhibitions. Therefore tell them, allow yourself some time and come on your own and understand. I will tell you the secrets of the Creator and the creation. Only the Father, the Creator, is able to explain to you the beginning, the middle and the end of creation. Everyone else simply says, neti, neti, neither this nor that. Not a single person can go back yet. Once salvation has been received through this knowledge, there is no further need of knowledge. No one but the Father can explain this knowledge to you. When a mature person explains, people think that he is experienced, that he must have gone to satsangs, etc. When a child explains, they think, what does this one know? Therefore, such people can be influenced by you mature ones. The Father only comes once to explain this knowledge to you. He makes you Satapratthan from Tamapratthan. If you mothers sit with others and explain to them, they can become happy. Tell them, the Father, the ocean of knowledge, has given the urn of nectar to us mothers. we then give it to others. Continue to speak with a lot of humility. Only Shiva is the ocean of this knowledge, and he gives this knowledge to us. He says, I open the gates to liberation and liberation in life through you mothers. No one else can open them. We are all studying with the Supreme Soul. It is not a human being teaching us. Only the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the ocean of this knowledge. All of you are oceans of devotion. You are authorities of devotion, not this knowledge. I alone am the authority of this knowledge. People sing the praise of the One alone. He alone is the highest on high. We only believe in him. It is because he teaches us through the body of Brahma that the Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are remembered. Sit with them and explain very sweetly in this way. No matter how educated someone is, he will still ask many questions. First of all, make them have faith in the Father. Tell them, first of all, understand whether the Father is the creator or not. Only Shiv Baba is the creator of all. He is the ocean of this knowledge. He is the Father, teacher and Satguru. Your intellect should have the faith that only the Father, the Creator, gives us the knowledge of the beginning, the middle and the end of creation. Only he explains that to us. He would definitely only explain to us that which is right. No one can then raise any questions. The Father only comes at the confluence age. He simply says, remember me and your sins will be burnt away. My task is to purify the impure. This world is now Tamopratan. No one could receive liberation in life until the purifier Father comes. They all go to bathe in the Ganges. Therefore they must all be impure. I do not tell you to bathe in the Ganges. I say, remember me alone. I am the beloved of all of you lovers. Everyone remembers the one beloved. Only the one Father is the creator of creation. He says, become soul conscious and remember me, and your sins will be absolved in this fire of yoga. It is only at this time, when the old world has to be transformed, that the Father teaches this yoga. Destruction is standing ahead. We are now becoming deities. Everything the Father tells us is so easy. Some of you who listen directly to the Father are not stable when you listen. Your intellects keep running in other directions. The same thing happens in devotion. The whole day is wasted. Their intellects also wander here and there during the time they set aside for devotion. The same thing probably happens to everyone because of Maya. Some children go into trance while sitting in front of the Father. That time is wasted too. No income is earned. The Father says, stay in remembrance and your sins will be absolved. When you go into trance, your intellect doesn't have remembrance of the Father. There is a lot of confusion about these matters. Do not even close your eyes. You have to sit in remembrance. Do not be afraid to keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open and keep the remembrance of the Beloved in your intellects. To sit with your eyes closed is not the system here. The Father says, sit in remembrance. He does not tell you to close your eyes. If you close your eyes or lower your head, how would the Father be able to see you? Never close your eyes. If you close your eyes, there must be something wrong. You must be remembering someone else. The Father says, if you remember your friends and relatives, you can't be a true lover. Only when you become a true lover can you claim a high status. All the effort lies in having this remembrance. It is due to body consciousness that you forget the Father and stumble around. Become very sweet. The atmosphere should also be very sweet. There should be no noise. Anyone who comes should be able to hear how sweetly you talk. There should be a lot of silence. You mustn't fight or quarrel. Otherwise, it would be as though you defame all three, the Father, the teacher, and the Guru. You would then claim a low status. You children have now received understanding. The Father says, I am teaching you to enable you to claim a high status. You must study and also teach others. If you're not giving this knowledge to anyone, you can understand for yourselves what status you would claim. What would you become if you don't create subjects? If you don't have yoga and you have none of this knowledge, you would definitely have to bow down to those who have studied. Check yourselves. If you fail now and claim a low status, you will claim a low status for cycle after cycle. The Father's duty is to explain to you. If you do not understand, you destroy your own status. Baba also continues to tell you how you should explain to others. It is better to speak less and to speak softly. Baba praises those who do service. Those who do service very well are able to sit in Baba's heart. You can sit in his heart by doing service. You also definitely need the pilgrimage of remembrance. Only then will you become Satipatthan. If you experience more punishment, your status will be reduced. If your sins are not burnt away, you will have to experience a lot of punishment and your status will be reduced. That is called a loss. This too is a business. Do not incur a loss. Imbibe divine virtues. Become elevated. Baba tells you different things to help you make progress. Those who do something receive the reward of that. You have to become the residents of the land of angels. Therefore, imbibe virtues accordingly. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. And the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. When explaining to anyone, speak with a great deal of humility and patience, Your words and behaviour should be very sweet. Create an atmosphere of silence. Only when there is no noise will service become successful. 2. Become a true lover and remember the one beloved. Never sit in remembrance with your eyes closed or with your head lowered. Remain soul conscious. 3. Blessing. May you be a constantly great donor and use all your treasures for yourself and others. The Father's Bhandara treasure store functions every day. He distributes every day. In the same way, may you continue to give constantly because you have overflowing treasures of this knowledge, powers and happiness. There is no danger in keeping these with you and using them. When your treasure store is open, thieves will not come. If you keep it closed, thieves would come. So look at every day and again at the treasures you have received and use them for yourself and others. And you will become a constantly great donor. Slogan: churn whatever you have heard, because it is only by churning it that you will become powerful. Aviat signal: remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. Service and your stage. The Father and you are the combined stage. Do service in the combined form and you will constantly experience the angelic form. You are constantly with the Father and are also his companion. So let there be this double experience. In your love for him, constantly experience his company, and in doing service, constantly experience your companion. Om Shanti.